next guest we've talked to several different times. And in following his story, it's a fascinating story of how government regulation can really get in the way of small business. And actually, I don't know if you can call him small business anymore because he's got more than 50 employees. Chief AJ joining us, John Huffer. Thank you for taking time with us, Chief. How are you with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY? Glad to have you on this morning. What's going on?
Well, thank you very much. There's just a mouthful of things that are going on, and I'll try and get it all out. So many good things have happened since the state of Illinois Department of Conservation put me on trial last February down in Franklin County.
Yeah, and, let's refresh people here because you are an avid hunter. You also have been in the construction business for a long time. You have Native American ancestry. You live in Central Illinois. You travel the country as a shooting expert with bow, and you devise this hunting implement you call a sling bow. It's a modified slingshot, but it's used in other parts of the country to take down salmon or a variety of other wildlife, and it's legal to use in other states, but not in the state of Illinois.
No, the state of Illinois has given me about 5 years of grief trying to get it approved, but because of what all is happening now in Illinois, North Carolina, August 31st this year, I approved the sling bow. Just like a compound bow in all of North Carolina for deer and bear.
So this thing, again, people have asked questions here in Illinois about, well, is it really strong enough to take out a deer or a bear? And you've proven and even had some people to step in and show that it is indeed powerful enough to take these animals out.
Yeah, we've been doing that for 5 years, and Illinois asked us to get engineers' reports, and we did that, and I tried so hard. And then the Department of Illinois Conservation tried to get a game misdemeanor, a game wrongdoing about shooting the wrong fish, and two game wardens for 4 times at my front door tried to get me to plead guilty to shooting a spoonbill with my sling bow, and I hadn't done it, and I didn't want to plead guilty, and I said, look, I'm going to check this box where I get a trial. Don't you people understand I was trained by Sandra Day O'Connor of the Supreme Court? But they didn't want to listen. They put me on trial, and the judge exonerated me. Now, here's where the rub came in. If I would have pled guilty, I would have had that on my record, and North Carolina wouldn't approve my sling bow.
Right. Yeah. No kidding. The fallout from having a guilty conviction or even a plea on your record, it could have led to some negative consequences down the road, not in Illinois, but in other states. So fast forward to now, you still don't have the sling bow approved for the state of Illinois. You've been trying to get DNR to approve it without much luck. But where else is in the country, what other states, aside from North Carolina, have approved the sling bow?
Oh, California was really nice. Alaska, Montana, Utah, Colorado. But back to North Carolina, they now have offered me outstanding incentives to move my operation to North Carolina. They will, one, they'll give me cash to relocate. Two, they'll renovate a building and upfit it to my needs to manufacture sling bows and archery equipment, and three, they'll help me train a workforce.
Now, a lot of times states offer these types of incentives to get a company to move to a certain state. And as we've been following in Illinois, we've had this problem for quite some time of businesses leaving the state of Illinois. Chief AJ John Huffer joining us, talking about his sling bow, manufacturing it. Let's get a snapshot of your operations here in Illinois. How many employees do you have? And are you pretty busy shipping these sling bows out of state?
Oh, yes, sir. When I turned on the computer this morning, there was orders from the United Kingdom. There was orders from Saudi Arabia. There was orders from six different states. So after this generous offer from the state of North Carolina to move my operations, I thought I would give Illinois one last try. So today I sent out emails and a letter to the governor and to the head of the Department of Natural Resources that I'd like to stay here in Illinois and expand my operation, that they disapprove my sling bow for deer hunting. Now, that's what I call cutting red tape. And here in Douglas County, they cut all kind of red tape for foreigners to come build a fertilizer plant. They did this 3 years ago, and there's no jobs revolved from it yet. I have jobs. I'm ready to go to expand. So I gave Illinois till the end of this month to approve my sling bow for deer hunting, and I'll stay here in Illinois and hire more people.
How many people do you have on staff right now?
Oh, around 55.
So again, I mean, it's right there on the cusp of being a small business, and it's something that you're looking to grow here in Illinois, but it's that bureaucratic red tape, and the, I guess in a way, how would you characterize being treated by the state of Illinois up to this point?
Well, I followed all the rules and regulations that Illinois told me to do, and Brad Hallbrook, state representative, even took me in front of a committee that approved my sling bow for all hunting in Illinois, and then the Department of Natural Resources just didn't pay attention to it. They just tabled it or whatever they call done. So it has been passed. It just needs to be approved now, and it would be done. That's not near what they did for the people from Turkey to do this fertilizer plant that hasn't happened.
7:15 now with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. We're talking with Chief AJ. He is the inventor of the sling bow. It's a modified slingshot that's like a compound bow of sorts that it acts like a slingshot, but it is indeed a compound bow. It's legal in a bunch of other states for hunting. It's not legal to use to hunt deer in the state of Illinois. Chief AJ has been trying for a long time to try to get the Department of Natural Resources to approve it. It's manufactured here in the state of Illinois, but he can't sell it legally to Illinois hunters. So again, you know, break down how important this is for you to stay in Illinois, because you've been here how much of your life?
Well, I was born in Florence Crittenden's orphan's home in Peoria, Illinois, way back in 1937. And since then, I joined the Marine Corps from right here in Illinois, came back. I was named the Minority Contractor of the Year back in 1983 for the Department of Transportation. I was the only viable minority contractor the Department of Transportation had to get the federal funds. They needed a minority contractor. Boy, they treated me really nice when they used me to get money. But now that I need something to grow jobs in Illinois, they seem just to suppress me.
And again, something that you hope to do in Illinois is to expand, but that makes it difficult when they won't recognize your implements as being legal. And at the same time, you've got offers from North Carolina, incentives to essentially lure you over to North Carolina. And the headline here, you're giving the state till the end of this month to approve your sling bow and to make it happen, and you'll keep jobs here in Illinois, even if they don't offer up any other incentives or anything, right?
Oh, no, I don't need money. I got money coming in from around the world for our archery equipment and our sling bow. I wasn't asking for money. I wasn't asking Illinois for incentives. I just asked them to approve my sling bow. And, boy, I could really grow jobs right here in central Illinois.
But again, it's hard to do that when it's not legal to sell it here in Illinois. At the same time, you're getting incentives from North Carolina being offered up. Break those incentives down again.
They'll give me cash to relocate, and they gave me several different places where I could relocate in North Carolina, like in the mountains or in the Piedmont Hills to the mountains, or in the lowlands, or right on the big lakes there, or right on the ocean. They have buildings that they will remodel and upfit to our needs that manufacture archery equipment, and they'll help me train a workforce.
All of those incentives, Illinois has offered before in the past to businesses to try to bring them here, but you're not asking for Illinois to give you those incentives. You're just asking for Illinois to approve your sling bow to be used in the land of Lincoln. Chief AJ John Hoffer, how can people find out more about your sling bow and follow along your story?
Well, what all I've been talking about, I match to www.chiefaj.com, my website, chiefaj, chiefaj.com, and I put the video up there under videos. You click on that, and you can see the $2,500 video that saved my bacon in Illinois court back in February. The Department of Conservation said they had a witness that 8:01 in the morning on a sunny day, he saw Chief AJ shoot a spoonbill with his sling bow. But then everything I do is on video, because if it's not on video, it didn't happen. But I had a video from that day that it was raining, and I was in a boat, and I was in the big muddy river shooting the big head carp like Illinois likes to get rid of out of their waters. So I had a video that the court had to look at, and it included 5 deer harvests. So they've seen the power, they've seen the video, and they falsely lied to me about having a witness against me.
Well, again, that's the case where you ultimately succeeded. But the latest thing here we're talking now is, of course, North Carolina providing some incentives, offering those up for you to relocate from Illinois to North Carolina. But you're willing to stay in Illinois even without incentives. They just have to go ahead and approve your sling bow for use. ChiefAJ.com. ChiefAJ.com. Chief, thank you so much for taking time with us. And we'll definitely stay close to what's going on in your story. And we'll talk to you again probably at the end of this month or the beginning of next. All right?
Yes, sir.
Take care. Appreciate it. News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.